The Justice Department asked a federal court to unseal grand jury transcripts in Jeffrey Epstein's case at the direction of President Donald Trump. The request came amid a firestorm over the administration's handling of records related to the wealthy financier, and a day after a Wall Street Journal story put a spotlight on a sexually suggestive letter allegedly sent by Trump for Epstein's 50th birthday. The move seeks to contain a growing controversy that has engulfed the administration since it announced that it would not be releasing more government files from Epstein's sex trafficking case. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said that the situation the Trump administration now finds itself in is entirely one of the president's own making.
Democrats didn't put this into the public domain. The conspiracy theory provocateur in chief, Donald Trump, is the one, along with his extreme MAGA Republican associates, who put this whole thing into the public domain for years. And now they are reaping what they have sown.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch filed the motions urging the court to unseal the Epstein transcripts. Trump has denied writing the suggestive letter to Epstein, but directed the Justice Department to request the release of grand jury materials, calling it an effort to end what he described as a political smear campaign. In response to mounting public scrutiny, House Republicans introduced a non-binding resolution urging transparency in the case, but Democrats criticized it as symbolic and lacking legal authority. A bipartisan group, including 9 Republicans, is backing legislation that would require the Justice Department to release all Epstein-related records. Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland said that the Republican-backed resolution is a meaningless gesture.
There are now 2 approaches in Congress. We've got a bipartisan binding law which has teeth to compel disclosure of all the relevant material that America wants to see. But on the other hand, the Republicans in the Rules Committee just unveiled a meaningless, hortatory, fig leaf, Swiss cheese resolution that has no teeth at all. It doesn't even have dentures. It's all cavities, what they've offered.
Raskin added that the Republican-only resolution would put the choice of what Epstein materials to release in the hands of the same Trump administration officials that appear to be trying to squash the story.
Whereas our resolution says all documents, records, and communications, theirs says all credible documents, records, and communications. Well, who's going to decide that? Attorney General Bondi, in conjunction with Donald Trump, who today said that a letter that he wrote to Jeffrey Epstein on his birthday, which is published, which has all of the indicia of credibility, is not credible. That wouldn't be included.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
Epstein file.
Republicans, meanwhile, have argued that Democratic outrage over Epstein is nothing more than theater. Republican Representative Chip Roy of Texas said that Democrats had had ample time to release the Epstein files.
So here we are. Democrats couldn't seem to find a single thing to say about Epstein when President Biden was in office, but now they want to make this the centerpiece of their entire conversation.
But Democratic Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts said that Republicans still blaming Democrats over an Epstein cover-up is nonsensical.
Who's doing the cover-up? You guys are in charge. You control the White House, you control the House, you control the Senate. Get a grip on reality, for God's sakes. You don't want to know the truth because you've been conned by Trump and there's nothing in the files, or you're afraid that there might be something in the files.
Some GOP leaders are reportedly considering an early recess to avoid floor votes or questions on the matter. The push for full disclosure comes amid polling that shows most Americans believe the Trump administration is hiding information about Epstein's connections to the president. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.